Lauren Qualley. I am from St. Louis University's Reinhart Center for Teaching Excellence. I am here with Brian Till, Professor of Marketing and Department Chair at St. Louis University, to discuss his recent workshop on the art of teaching with St. Louis University graduate students in the Certificate in University Teaching Skills program. Hi, Dr. Till. Thanks for meeting with me today. I just have a few questions to ask you about your workshop. What does the art of teaching mean to you?
Well, first of all, glad to share a few thoughts and appreciate you doing this. You know, ultimately, regardless of the course, you know, the goal is to move students' knowledge along. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter whether it's chemistry or English or I teach marketing. You know, there's a certain understanding of the subject that we want students to advance through. And so the art of teaching is the kind of the special flavor that each professor brings mm-hmm. to help facilitate that. And so when we think about great teachers we've had, they may vary in their style and they may vary in their personality and they may vary in terms of the flavor of the class, but they brought their own special abilities to help move students along in a way that students find engaging and interesting. So for me, accomplishing that is really the art of teaching.
Mm-hmm. So what are some examples of some flavors of teaching that you find that are successful? Or
well, one thing that I try to emphasize is that everybody needs to find their own personal mm-hmm. style. Now, for me, I'm a big advocate of people learn by doing. Mm-hmm. And so in the courses I teach, typically what I'll do is bring in what I call experiential exercises, mm-hmm. which are things that we can do hands-on in the class that help illustrate some important principle. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I like to do with the MBA students when we talk about segmentation is break people up into groups, and I give each group a different type of soap to develop some things for. Mm-hmm. And each group goes away, and they're all working on soap, but each group has kind of a different benefit they're focused on. And then we come back together, and we start to see some interesting things about the name and the target audience and how advertising can sort of bring to life the special focus that your soap has. Now, I could just sort of tell people mm-hmm. these things, but when they actually do them, it's something that just sticks with them.
But do you have any tips for young teachers or new professors to how do you start to find your teaching style? You mentioned that some of it's by doing it. Is there anything else that that helps people to find their style?
Well, I think experimenting is really important because what you're trying to do is you're trying to find your portfolio of things that will connect with students. Mm-hmm. And when you first start teaching, you have in your mind what some of those things might be, but some of them will work, some of them won't work as well. So what I've done over the years is I've adjusted, fine-tuned, and so I kind of have my set of things that I know tends to work well. Mm-hmm. But it takes trying stuff out and experimenting to keep what works. And it's kind of like survival of the fittest. Mm-hmm. So you put a lot of ideas in the market, and then the ones that connect you keep, and the ones that don't you discard.
So by trial and error or something?
By trial and error. By you know, you're bringing some judgment to the trial and error, but okay. There's a little bit of trial and error.
Okay. In the beginning of your workshop, you spent some time discussing the classroom environment. Why is the classroom environment important to the art of teaching?
So ultimately, what you want to do is, you know, create a classroom environment. So from my perspective, to create a classroom environment where people can comfortably participate. Mm-hmm. And some rooms, you know, right off the bat, you sort of get a feel like, you know, this room has a lot of warmth and people are kind of brought together and it's very easy to kind of break people up into groups and all that kind of stuff. And then some rooms, you walk in, you go, wow, this room is a little bit, it's a little bit too big or it's not laid out very well. Mm-hmm. And so the more you do this, you start to get a sense of even just how the room can affect your personal style and the engagement of the students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My last question for you. In your workshop, you had a book with you, and you were talking about the characteristics of great professors versus average professors. And what do you think is the difference? What separates the great from the average?
Yeah. So, this kind of comes from both research from the book, mm-hmm. as well as just reflection, observation, that being passionate about your topic mm-hmm. is so important. Because if you're passionate, if you're passionate about your topic, that can be contagious.
Mm-hmm.
And so, when we reflect on who've been great teachers in our lives, oftentimes those that I bring passion to their topic mm-hmm. can stand out. Also, I think it's important to care about what you're doing. Now, mm-hmm. if you're passionate, oftentimes caring comes along with that. But to care about the students, care about whether the students are learning and how well they're learning. And, a couple other things that come to mind, too, are challenging. So you want to calibrate the course so that students are challenged and feel rewarded in meeting the challenge without mm-hmm. it being too challenging that it becomes frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I think is important in terms of sort of keeping your art of teaching going is to also be a learner, for yourself as a teacher to take a course in something you're interested in, pursue a hobby that you're interested in, because what it does is it puts you back in the state of what it's like to encounter material for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And, to sort of be in touch with that helps develop some empathy for what your students are encountering when they're in your course.
Oh, that's great.
So those are some thoughts about that.
For our potential listeners, what is the name of the book that you talked about in class? Do you remember?
The name of the book is What the Best College Teachers Do.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to meet with me today. And thank you for your contribution to the Certificate in University Teaching Skills program.
My pleasure.